You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my next guests today are here to talk about women of distinction. Welcome Mandy Colt and Hazel LeCount. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Well, we have a lot to talk about, but Mandy, let's start with you, Executive Director of AWARE. Will you briefly tell us a bit about what you do there?
Sure. I think many people in Juneau know AWARE and think of our emergency shelter services. That's kind of what we're maybe primarily known for. So we support survivors of domestic and sexual violence by providing shelter, emergency shelter. So you could go there when you don't have somewhere to stay or if you're fleeing violence and get a room that night, which is a pretty amazing service to keep people safe. And that's really what a lot of people think about when they think about AWARE. But we have a lot of other things that we do. So we have a transitional living facility. So it's actually kind of like really rad apartments for people to live in. We have a violence prevention program, which is also kind of amazing. We work with schools and other community groups to really promote equity and get at those like root causes of violence. So we're not just providing services after people have already been hurt, but trying to like prevent the hurting, which makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
So we're super happy to be able to do that. We also have a violence accountability program. So we have a program called JCAP. So we work with individuals who've been identified as using violence against intimate partners, and we work with them to change those behaviors so that they can be safer within their families.
Wow. And you do some other education, like some classes around town.
We do classes. We have a healthy relationships class, which is taught by Ellen Andrews, and it's super popular and really important. I think it's one of those things where everybody thinks they know what a healthy relationship is, but then if you talk to somebody about their relationship, they're always like, but what about this and what about this? Mm-hmm. And so it's a space to process kind of what you need in a relationship. And Ellen is so good. She is like magic at helping you figure out what you need. So we have that. We also have other kinds of classes and programs for children. We have counseling for children, so children can receive play therapy for free at AWARE, which is really great because, you know, we talk a lot about intimate partner relationships and domestic violence, but, you know, many of those intimate partner relationships involve families with children. And so children are there. And, you know, the one thing we know is that they do see, they do understand, even if it's not like on the level that we know what's happening in their homes. And so they're feeling effects from violence that are hard for them to articulate. And so we work really hard to make sure they have a safe space to do that.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
And how is it going for you as executive director?
That was not on the memo. But I'll say, you know, being a leader in an organization full of leaders is a really lucky thing. So, you know, certainly I don't do anything on my own. I have a team who's amazing and wholehearted and just full of ideas. And so it's pretty easy to work there.
Okay, thank you very much. And then one more question for you, Mandy. Well, for now, what is Women of Distinction?
So we host an annual event. We've done it for, I believe, 24 years now, where we recognize some women in the community who have kind of gone above and beyond with their service here in Juneau. And women are nominated by friends, family, coworkers for some of the ways in which they've impacted the people around them and the lives around them. And so then our board of directors makes a selection every year based on these nominations. And then we honor four special women in March. And this year's event is coming up on March 7th. So we're super happy to be able to recognize, I'm looking over at Hazel,
but
to be able to recognize some amazing women in this community.
And who are the other honorees? Who are all the honorees?
Who are all the honorees? This year, drum roll, Donnie Gott, Lily Hope, Hazel LeCount, and Terry Stage Harvey are our honorees.
And we have one of those honorees here with us today. Hello, Hazel.
Hello.
Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a bit about the work you do?
My name is Hazel LeCount. I'm with Polaris House. Polaris House is a clubhouse dedicated to persons who have been diagnosed with a mental health issue. It's a safe place to be above all, but we help with employment, housing, education, just about anything a person might need. We have a lunch program that our members can come in and have lunch for $2 a day. Mm. We have social activities. We do a lot of camping trips throughout the year and hiking and fishing because social time is very important to our people to recover. We, you know, it's kind of, we help people recover from life. From life, because life happens.
Yes, we've had the Polaris House. We've had representatives from there on the show quite a bit and telling us all about the great work they do there. How long have you been working there?
I have, in June, it'll be 6 years. Mm. Right now, I am currently working, I'm the housing lead. I help our members who come in who are homeless. I help them to gain housing, safe, affordable housing.
Which is, it's tight in Juneau.
It is.
Where do you start?
It's a loaded question.
It is. Sometimes our members come in and they have no income whatsoever, and we work on Social Security applications. We work on APA. We work on getting applications for Section 8. Mm-hmm. And mainstream vouchers or whatever fits the person in need. Sometimes there's always a wait list, and it's very difficult to house the people that are coming in with no income. We try our best to get them the income that they need to achieve safe, affordable housing.
Yes.
So
challenging work.
Yeah, yes. I think you can see that. Just listening to Hazel, you know, it's not so much that she has a job helping people, but that she lives to help people.
And Hazel, how did you feel when you learned you were nominated as one of the Women of Distinction?
I was speechless. I'm still trying to accept that. It's very difficult for me to accept that the community of Juneau sees me in the light that I fought so hard to achieve.
Oh, that's beautiful. And do you remember where you were? Was it a phone call? Was it a letter?
It was a phone call. I had just gotten off the plane, and I was heading to my niece's house, and I was in Ketchikan, and I was between the ferry and her place, and I got this phone call, and I was like, is this for real? But I am so very, very honored. I can't describe it.
And Mandy, do you feel as if Hazel, what do you look for when you're nominating Women of Distinction? How do you nominate them? What qualities or characteristics are you looking for?
Sure. You know, often there are a lot of stunningly, like, helpful and generous people in Juneau. And I think, you know, one of the things we look for when we're reading the nominations is this dedication, this, like, heart work that people like Hazel really represent. You know, people do good things and people volunteer. And then there are some people who don't have any choice but to volunteer. Like, there's something in them that doesn't allow them not to do the hard stuff that other people can kind of feel like afraid of or burnt out about. But, you know, there's just something about our nominees, and all of them share that quality that you kind of get the feeling like even if they had to go to work at, like, the bank tomorrow or, you know, a job where they weren't kind of doing social service or outreach work, they would still make a difference because they just can't not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that impressed me. And, you know, I've been working with Hazel a little bit more. We've been colleagues for a long time, but we've been preparing for the gala, I've been learning a little more about her story. And I would say to anyone in Juneau, you should come to this event, if only to listen to Hazel tell how she got here and why she does what she does, because it will move you. It will fill your whole heart. So it's definitely worth it.
So each of the honorees will get a chance to speak.
Exactly.
Excellent. And then you of course will be honored in person. So AWARE's 2020 Women of Distinction Gala is Saturday, March 7th at Centennial Hall. Do you want to give us some more details about that?
Sure. So the Women of Distinction Gala is a dinner, and there is a program where we'll hear from the women. But we also have a silent auction and an outcry auction. The reception starts at about 5:30. There's a no-host bar. You can walk around and look at all of the amazing things people have donated and bid on them. We then kind of go into the program and have some time to listen to what the women bring. And then at intermission, we'll close the silent auction, but we'll open the dessert auction.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect. Totally worth it. And you'll be able to see not only what these women bring, but also what our community brings in terms of donations and cooking and like all of the amazing things that AWARE receives gratefully from Juno.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And tickets can be purchased at your website.
That's right. www.awareak.org.
All right. And there's going to be music and special song.
All kinds.
Well, Hazel, congratulations on being selected as one of the Women of Distinction for 2020. And Mandy, thank you so much for sharing all that information. Is there anything that either of you would like to add today?
I just want to say thank you to the community of Juno and to AWARE. Mm-hmm. You've done so much for me.
I can't follow that.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you.